So I think one reason is that one should always see the context in which that, if there were any transmissions taking place, context in which it took place. Now, the Jesuits who went to Kerala, or for that matter to China, had some very important objectives. One was the objective of evangelization. They were concerned with getting people converted. So that any other projects of theirs were subsidiary to this main project of actually spreading Christianity as they saw it. Now, in a situation of that kind, oh, I should make another point about the Jesuits. Both, they realized very early on that one way of getting any influence, and they were not concerned with converting the ordinary people, they were concerned with converting the elites, you know, the type of, it was more Constantine model that was at work rather than, so, basically, in their attempt to sort of reach the top elite, in Kerala, and probably to a large extent in China, they realized that one way they could do it was to show their scientific expertise. Okay. Now, if they were sort of making a big thing about them being scientifically more advanced, because a lot of them were probably among the forefront of the scientists of that day, then it's unlikely that they would sort of even very unlikely that they would even admit to being very strongly influenced by particular people. Now, I think this in a sense, so I wasn't expecting saying that put it in very simplistic, we got these ideas in Kerala. It is extremely unlikely. Also, bearing in mind that attribution was not a particular feature of scholarship of that kind. I mean, the amount of controversy about plagiarism that has come about, surface, is an evidence of that. And I think then the question really comes down to what is the strength of the circumstantial evidence on that? And I was going to talk about that in part today.